This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work. A big part of the whole self-management for actors concept is that you control a lot more than you may think you do. And this industry is sort of built on making actors feel like they don't have a lot of control and they don't have power. And I think the reason for that is because if the actors realized how much power y'all have, the producers would be terrified because they wouldn't have control over you and the ability to manipulate you and make you say yes to things that you know in your gut aren't a good fit for you, either professionally or personally. There's a big agenda about making actors feel small. And it was interesting because especially during the writer's strike, a few years back, and that's when the self-producing movement really took off. And I've been writing about producing your own content since the first edition of Self-Management for Actors. And I remember getting hate mail for writing about producing your own content and being in control of your own career as an actor and really treating your team as people who are working in service of your goals, because there's such a mindset of, oh, I gotta get an agent because that's really important. I gotta get a SAG card because that's really important. I gotta say yes to everything because I really need the work. And the truth is, there's not anybody in the entertainment industry who earns a penny if not for actors. And that's a lot of power. And I think it's because of the sheer number of actors. It sometimes feels like, well, we're really small and we're really needy and we have to compete against each other. And there's this whole, like, I'm not going to share my toys with you because it was hard for me to get my SAG card. So it should be hard for you to get your SAG card. And I'm like, you know what? That's some bullshit. Let's just call that what it is. The truth is, there is enough work for everybody. There is enough goodness for everybody. And this mentality of mine has actually caused actors to pit themselves against one another and see things as competition and see not getting cast as rejection. And it's not rejection. Rejection is being told you're not allowed to pursue a career as an actor. Rejection is me snatching your headshots away and saying you're not allowed to use these. You may not submit. No one's being rejected. Everyone is being accepted more selectively. And as soon as you get your mind around that and realize that if you're not being selected into an area that you want to be, that's not rejection. That's an opportunity for you to create your own work and show the buyers what you can do so then they can select you next time around because you've minimized the risk associated with giving you that opportunity. So this is sort of, I just wanted to put this out here as sort of an overarching theme that you're going to hear me preach on a lot about, because I think actors really give away a lot of their power. And I think that's why a lot of people give up on this business and leave bitter and saying, oh, it's too hard. I can't do it. And screw Hollywood. It's tough. And you know what? I don't like seeing bitter people. And I don't like seeing people whose dreams aren't realized when it's not their fault. What you need to know is you have way more control over your career than you think you do. And that's what all of this is about. I want you to find the love for acting again. I want you to really know that you have the power and then walk away from situations in which you're being told you don't. This is really good ninja stuff, guys, and I'm so excited to be on this path with you. I am loving the emails that you're sending, and I hope you're connecting with one another on Facebook and creating a community and co-conspiring for each other's collective success, because we are recreating Hollywood. And again, I don't mean that geographically. I mean this industry. We are changing this business by being more supportive, by being more encouraging, by sharing our toys, and by taking our power back. So congratulations to you for being on this journey. And more than anything, I just want to make it clear that all of this is about rediscovering why you said yes to this crazy pursuit in the first place. Because we know it's not easy. And the way that it becomes easier is by always remembering the love, by always remembering that you actually do have a lot more power than you think you do. And so I'm going to remind you of that every chance I get, and I hope you really start to realize it on your own. I hope every day you start looking for reasons to celebrate that you get to do this rather than rolling around on a plastic pad behind a desk somewhere. I mean, because that and digging ditches and all those other things that people do for a living that they don't love, oh, it makes me sad. You know, here. Nobody grew up playing make-believe, imagining themselves as the world's best accountant or real estate agent. They played make-believe singing into a hairbrush or accepting an Oscar or acting, playing cops and robbers. That's not because they wanted to be a cop or a robber. That's because they wanted to play. They wanted to be storytellers. Good for us for doing something really scary and continuing to live that as adults when it's much less popular and much less accepted. But you know that it's less accepted because people wish they could be doing what we're doing. So every day that you're walking toward doing this, remember, yeah, this is brave and it's scary, but that you have a community who supports you. All right? We love you. Mwah!
As always, thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating.